So I'm Sarah, and I work mainly in the marketing and recruitment side of things, dealing with sort of the community relationships. We are very much a growing care company at the moment, and we, like last year, for example, we grew by 30%. So we are looking at recruiting and bringing on new clients in the local areas around Cheshire that are looking for that outstanding care in the home. We're very much driven around our values and genuinely do pride ourselves on the care that we provide. It isn't just going in there to care. We do make sure that we reduce falls and infections and take people's well-being into consideration whilst they're living at home. The company started 2011 over in Harrogate, and all the offices, Nottingham, York, Harrogate and Wilmslow, are all outstanding by CQC. I do a lot of the community work, so I make the relationships with people in the community, putting on cinema events for our clients and arranging afternoon teas and parties for all the clients and carers to get together. So it's really good fun, really enjoy working here. So CQC is the Care Quality Commission, and just like a school gets rated by Ofsted, we have like a medical version of Ofsted. So I'll hand over to my colleague, actually, Hayley, who's the registered branch manager, and she's actually going to talk to you a bit more about CQC and the compliance side of it.
My name's Hayley, I'm the registered branch manager at Care Found Home Care here in Wilmslow. So I've got sort of overall responsibility for the running of the service. Just, we need to make sure that we're running a safe service and that we're delivering the high quality care to the clients that they deserve. Like Sarah said before, we're regulated by the CQC, so we get inspected by them every so often, and they obviously just need to make sure that we're running the service and that it's safe, it's effective, it's caring, it's responsive and it's well led. And that's something that we pride ourselves on, because we are sort of rated outstanding in all the five areas. We do lots of things here at Care Found, just to make sure that we're going above and beyond for all the clients. We've got really good sort of technology so that we can access instant up-to-date records from the clients and the carers. Also, the technology that we're using to make sure that clients and the families can communicate with the carers easily as well.
Hi, my name's Gemma. I am care manager here at Care Found Home Care in Wilmslow. So my role kind of involves going out initially and meeting our clients, completing assessments, coming back and putting that into care plans so that the carers know what they're doing when they're going out to support, and then I'm also responsible for scheduling visits, so ensuring that the staff are where they need to be at certain times and that the clients are getting the calls that they need at the times they want as well. Another aspect of my role is also I am mental health champion here, so we know that the role can be quite stressful because staff are out there, lone workers, and the different day-to-day aspects that they can encounter can be quite stressful. So we thought it was really important to have a mental health champion, so we do wellness action plans if they're struggling, so we can put in place things that can help them. We also have an employee support assistance programme, so that there's counsellors available should they need to talk to them as well.
Hi, I'm Deborah. I'm one of the seniors at the Wilmslow branch. I've been a senior now for 5 years, been with the company 5.5 years. I applied to be a carer as it was a fantastic, rewarding opportunity that I did with my previous family when I was much, much younger. My role is that we lead and develop a confident team, coordinate the team to a high standards. We shadow new carers to highlight ongoing training needs, development, confidence for them to achieve their achievement. We are the first point of call of on-call as well. As a senior, we deliver the supervision and we do office work to support the care management.
Hi, I'm Chrissy. I'm a care assistant. I've been with Care Found for about 18 months. I absolutely love working at Care Found. Brilliant team, lovely clients, great management. I find the job really rewarding. On a day-to-day basis, I go into people's homes and give them care in whatever way they might need. Build up really, really lovely relationships.
So I'm Helen, I'm a carer at Care Found Home Care. I've worked for Care Found Home Care for the last 3 years, doing hourly care within the home. I joined CareFound within the COVID pandemic when carers were needed for recruitment, and I've never worked in care before and thought people needed care within the home, so I decided to come and work in CareFound Home Care. Looking at their abilities and their Plato Awards and seeing their CQC rating, so I deal with people now with all sorts of disabilities, Parkinson's, stroke, dementia care, also end of life. No 2 days are the same, but I love working within the care sector. I just thought that I could make a difference to care. I had my own business in catering, and I just thought, you know, people need us. I honestly thought at the beginning I couldn't do it. Like, I thought, God, I remember shadowing Deborah, thinking, oh my God, I can't do this job. Like, it's really difficult, but here I am 3 years later. We've got a great team here at CareFound Home Care, great management. And yeah, it's just a lovely job to be in, meeting new people.
So our mission at CareFound Home Care is just to improve the well-being of the clients and the families that we support, and we do that by basically instilling the values of the company and all the carers that come on board with us. So our values, we always like to tell people to think of Plato, so it stands for personalised, local, accountable, together and outstanding. Every sort of few months we run Plato Awards, so it's basically just about carers recognising the colleagues, you know, so everyone knows the good work that they're doing. Helen actually won an award a few years ago, didn't you, the Plato Award?
I did, yeah. I was nominated by, I think it was Sarah,
yeah.
Who nominated me for the Plato Award for the end of life care for one of our clients. I stepped up, and my role is an hourly carer, but I did take on like the living side of it. Stayed with the client to make sure that she was able to stay within her own home. And then I was put up against other colleagues within the company from the different branches, and all our colleagues then vote to see who they thought was a worthy winner, and I won the Plato Award, which was really lovely. And I was shocked. I think Sarah informed me that I won it by like 90%. I got a really good percentage.
Yeah.
It was really nice and just a little pick me up when, you know, things are tough, especially during the COVID times.
It's just sort of demonstrated the fantastic work that you did for your client. And I think on the back of that, sort of the Plato Award, is that you get a really nice bunch of flowers, don't you?
Yeah.
The sort of prestigious Plato badge, and also a voucher of your choice, wasn't it, to spend?
Yeah.
Which was definitely well deserved.
Sunglasses with.
We pride ourselves on sort of giving people opportunities to progress in the career.
Yeah.
I started off as a care assistant back in 2017, which was the year that we started. I sort of had a clear vision that I wanted to sort of work myself up the ladder, so to speak. And, you know, quite quickly after it, I was promoted to senior carer. Then I worked for a couple of years as a care manager. And then the year before was promoted up to branch manager. So, yeah, it's about giving people the opportunities, you know, allowing them to take on further qualifications if that's something that they want to do, supporting them through that, so then that can open up more opportunities for them. So Deborah and Helen both started off as care assistants. They're both now working in the senior care role. So yeah, it just shows that you know, hard work, commitment and a passion to do the job obviously can help you to progress through the company.
Myself and Deborah didn't have any previous care, as we both said.
Yeah, we're both from the catering.
Yeah, we both worked in catering, and it just goes to show that it was just with a little bit of passion, and, you know, the word care, it comes into play. Mm. You know, you can work your way up through our company.
It's a very satisfying role, more so as I worked in retail catering for 31 years. It's a completely different role. Mm. To be a carer as well, it's a lot more than what you're anticipated in the work. Obviously, you work quite closely with the family and the care management, and then you're there on the front line with the clients. So it's balancing and ensuring that you're giving yourself time to reflect and go back with a different form of mental being when you go back to a client. As you can see, up to 9 clients a day with different mobilities, end of life, all kind of issues.
And what would you say, Chrissy, is your favourite part of your role?
Getting to know people, building up relationships with all the different clients that we have, and working as a team.
Yeah.
That's really when I started. It was so important that both the management staff and the senior carers were always there for me, and that I've found, because it can be a bit lonely.
Yeah, we are lone workers, aren't we? Yeah.
But you never really feel alone, because you've obviously got your clients, but then you've got your colleagues, your friends.
Yeah.
You can just text them or call, and
I think that's why it's always nice to have the staff meetings as well, because then you're all getting together and sharing your experiences and talking, when you're obviously not always doing that when you're out working every day, are you?
And there's always a professional boundary with our clients, but you know, they do become your friends as well, which is nice that you do get involved with their families and you get to know everything about them.
And as we're growing, as when I started 5.5 years ago, there was much less clients at the time and much less carers. So the carers that we've got there here now, that's been here for quite a few years with us, and we're building together, and you can see people progressing in Care Found Home Care at Wilmslow, but you're building with them as well and introducing people that's coming on board, and they're slotting in quite well, aren't they?
Yeah, putting like the next generation of carers.
And I think that goes down to you, Sarah, and you know, all of us making sure that we're recruiting the right people.
Yeah, so the recruitment process is really important, and we should also mention as well that we do recruit living carers, so we're not just hourly domiciliary, we also have a living care service side, which is a great alternative to going into a care home, and really does prevent that going into hospital situation, doesn't it? And even as hourly carers, we all, and you all still visit them because we provide the breaks, so we're still one big team, even if you live in care or you're hourly carer. But on the living care side, you do get to have that one-to-one carer living with you 24/7, which is great,
and then continuity and stability for the,
because it's because as a seniors then we step in as we go once a week, or even, you know, quite constantly we'll message to see their mental health as they're living with a client, and to ensure that they're fine, and even us finding out about local areas for these living carers, because they're not from the area. Sometimes they can come from Harrogate, and we need to ensure that they've got somewhere to go locally to have their downtime.
Yeah,
it's just about making sure that they've got that support, and I think that's a good thing about us, because you know, we're obviously a locally managed company. You know, we all sort of live and work in and around Wilmslow, and we don't sort of take on carers that work too far away, and the same with the client base. We cover Cheshire and don't really, you know, often move out of that area, so that we can obviously give them that support.
It is good to know that, like, everyone that works for the company on the hourly side, we are all quite local, like, to the area. So we know.
Though I'm Welsh.
We know the area well.
You take time to know it, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.